Slivers of Lust by Sophia Lofgren. Chapter 1. A bad idea, I think to myself, as I zigzag between the tables on the outdoor terrace. It's cold even though May has arrived, and I pull my jacket tighter around my body. Kroger's is packed. They huddle under the heat lamps, dressed as if it were July. I take a few quick steps through the entrance and look around. Jenny, over here! I swallow my discomfort, tell myself that it will be a fun evening, that this is important for the team spirit. But when I spot my colleagues, I realize why Emma's voice discouraged me. The feeling is the same as the one I had with Nate during our last years together. Empty and distorted. Like being caught between the desire to want more and the limitation of not being able to. Okay, I sound terribly depressed. I realize that. But that's just the thing. That isn't me anymore. So why should I feel this way? It's hot inside the restaurant. A tall guy with rosy cheeks smiles at me from the bar. He's quite cute, but a bit too puppy-like for my taste. I unbutton my coat as I take step after step towards the people that I spend the majority of my life with. 8 hours a day, without exception. I am never ill. I put my arms around Emma and feel the hairs from her long braid tickling my cheek. She once told me what the procedure was like, that her hair reaches down to her ankles and that it takes at least half an hour to untangle it after each wash. So she settles for once a week. Brushing is the worst part, especially when it's wet. Then she braids it and double folds it twice. Easy as pie, she said, smiling like only she can, wide-eyed with fluttering eyelashes. Hi, Adam, I say, brushing past the hug a little faster. He says nothing, just grabs Emma's arm and pulls her back into the discussion they were apparently engrossed in. What's her name again? The woman with the Skaga frames. He snaps his fingers a little until he remembers and lights up. Eve! Emma laughs, as if she knows exactly who he is referring to. Adam straightens his square plastic frames and pushes them up against the bridge of his nose. Weirdo Eve, Gunilla adds, shaking her head. What has she done now? I smile and glance at the bar. What do you guys want to drink? Now we're talking, Emma exclaims with a big smile. Preferably a glass of white, unless you want to open a bottle. Not for me. I'll have a Coke, Gunilla adds. But we'll get a bottle, you and I, right? Emma asks. I open my mouth to protest, can already feel the pleasant after-effects of tomorrow's workout session. Yes, I know. I'm boring as hell sometimes, but when you live to build your body, it feels wrong to break it down. And I end up in a deadlock. Pretty please, Emma pleads. And then she bats those damn eyelashes again, like a cute puppy begging for some bubbly love. I sigh deeply and watch her jump for joy. So, a Coke, a bottle of champagne, and a beer, Adam says briefly. Anyway, Eve. She came in again today, whining about the usual, that it's crooked. Loud, laughing voices are heard and I look up. A gang of young men is coming, but not puppies this time, more like snobby bullies. I frown at their neat attire. Leather boots, slightly too short suit pants, shirts and a bandeleted sweater on top. And I'm instantly struck by the urge to burst out in a snide remark that this is Kalmar, not Stockholm. So, Adam continues, I took my glasses into the office, poured myself a coffee, and enjoyed it while the frames lay on the bench. Emma leans across the table with a big grin. And she was pleased, I suppose.